And one of our favorite advisors is here with us today. Thank you, Allie Rodriguez, for joining me.
Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Allie is a business coach and consultant, and the name of her company is Vision for Success. So, Allie, explain to our listeners, what is a business coach? What do you do?
It's simple. I take business owners, small business owners, self-employed, people who want to set up new businesses, and I guide them through all of the pain that they're encountering and move them from pain into pleasure so they can really have fun with what they're doing so they can really grow their business. I set up action plans for them so they can reach their goals within a certain amount of time. And, of course, I do provide them with a lot of time management techniques so they can get to where they're going sooner rather than later.
You know, I think that's an area that people don't think about. Everybody who goes into business ends up knowing I have to sit down with an accountant, and sometimes they choose to do that much later than they should. They should sit down with their accountant and their attorney early on. So they don't tend to sit down and do that planning, that goal setting, that's so important. They just sort of might fumble around rather than sit down with somebody like you who helps them figure out where they're heading and what they want to do.
And more specifically, what do they really want to do? One of the things, some people will go into business because it was a good idea at the time, or daddy said so, or, you know.
No, I didn't know what else to do.
And they really don't have a clear cut, neither picture nor purpose. So they go into business, it costs them a truckload of money, and then they go, duh, what was I thinking?
What were my goals? What
right.
was I trying to do? And did I have my money lined up? Did I know I wouldn't make money the first year?
Exactly.
Did I think I'd just open my doors and make money?
And everybody was going to show up.
Right, yes. Exactly. This is a call-in show. If any of our listeners have questions for me or for Allie, please give a call at 239-0033. Or *1150, which is a free call on your Singular wireless. Remind people also that you can listen to us on the web at www.wndb.am. That's sometimes a very easier way to hear us when you're in a high-rise building. Sometimes there's a lot of interference on the radio. Allie, talk about how people find you. I know you've got a fabulous website that talks about your business. You've also set up a new website, right?
Yes, that is correct. My website, what I call the major website, is that's where you get most of the information on what coaching is all about and how it can help you move from where you are to where you want to go. It's called www.visionforsuccess.biz.
Biz, B-I-Z?
B-I-Z, as in business. That was done on purpose. And in there, please go to calendar of events, and it's going to tell you what all is happening in the way of local seminars, which I do give for the local business owners, sometimes at the Omni Chamber. This week is going to be at the Holyfield Chamber on January 25th, Thursday at 4 p.m. It also will tell you about classes that I give over the phone. And actually, those classes are worldwide. I get many people calling from Australia or Israel or San Francisco or Daytona.
The beauty of the Internet.
The beauty of the Internet. Okay. And
before we expound on that, we have a caller on the line. So good morning, Kim.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me? I hear some static there.
Okay, is that better? I was probably sitting too far back.
Yeah, that's better. I turned on the radio and I heard your guest talking about people with small businesses, and maybe I should just listen a little bit longer before calling in. But what I wanted to say is back in 2004, I had started my own business, and it's, I had a mentor that's been in the business 25 years longer than me, so that helped. It's lawn and landscape, mostly ground maintenance, contract, that kind of thing. And it's been doing good so far. You got to work hard to start with, but you got to work smart and hard. So
you're advocating using a mentor like Allie.
Yes. It really helps to have somebody to give you the trade secrets and help you along, in the marketing and what you got to do. to get the business, that kind of thing.
Thank you so much for that vote of confidence.
But I just, I'm finding out that, in, you know, like liability insurance, I have liability insurance. We have two people that I subcontract out, but they don't have their own liability, so I'm paying for that, and that's expensive. You know, and then I can have, I think, up to three employees without having to pay for a workman's comp. But workman's comp, once we, you know, start having to pay for it, it's so expensive running a business with the insurances that you've got to have.
Well, those are very good points about why someone should sit down and speak with their financial advisors before they open their doors. And we certainly do appreciate your call and wish you a good year.
What was that website that she has?
www.visionforsuccess.biz. And you can also go to www.alirodriguez.com. And drop me a line from there. I'd love to talk to you, Tim.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's the new website, Ali.
Yes, I just announced my new website. It's www.alirodriguez.com.
And that's alirodriguez.com, is what
yes.
She said. Okay. And what makes that website different?
That's the website where I decided to sell products for things that really matter in your life. I've been working very hard last year to develop products, and by products I mean DVDs. I had a professional videographer tape most of my life seminars last year. So I am in front of a live audience talking about things that are very important in the process and development of a new business. In the development of an already established business that may be struggling. So I will take you from struggling and a scarcity to, hey, this is what's really happening and how you can do it better. So from doing those seminars, I have developed about a different 11 line of products. So all of them are DVDs, so they are in great quality. They're about 62 minutes long, some of them. Others are just 12 minutes. But do go to that website, alirodriguez.com, where you have an array of things you can choose from. And they're also in audio CDs as well, if you'd rather, you know, use them to listen to it while you're driving or studying traffic.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting a tremendous value for, you know, how to continue to grow. Because the trick of the trade is growing. You just can't stay still.
Ali, one of the things that I know you really emphasize is not only setting your goals and, as we talked before, making my New Year's resolutions, but how do I implement those goals? How do I achieve them? It's real easy to say what I want to do. How do I go forward, and what happens when I'm not reaching the goals I've set? And I know, didn't you recently, you know, publish 7 tips of...
Yes, I did. So I tell you something, nothing can happen unless it's written down. This is one thing I'm finding with business people, that they do a lot of looping in their head. I don't know if you guys seen this commercial lately that the wife is very upset at her husband because all of the sales figures are in his head.
And nothing is on paper.
So that's the same thing with
It's a QuickBooks.
Does
Mr. QuickBooks talk on that?
No. It's amazing. Like you said, it's really so cool. But it makes a point for me that unless you have it in writing, hey, you can go around with stuff in your head, and when you have it in your head, it's not going to happen. Your chances for not making
something
it happen.
About committing it to paper.
You make a commitment, you have it in paper, you share it with the people that are working for you, and you share it with what I call your dream team. Let your financial advisor know, let your CPA know what you're doing, let your corporate attorney, whoever is helping you with setting up your corporation, let your coach know. These things, the people that are in your dream team above you, helping you grow your business, they need to have a copy of what you want to be doing. By when do you want to be doing and how to reach it?
I had written down that I wanted to win the lottery Saturday night.
Yes. I have written down gold back in hand from 37 healthy wheels. Anything?
I want you to comment. Robert Redford, where are you?
I mean, you're killing me here. And I will give you 7 tips very quickly. Now that we are into the new year and people make resolutions, and to me, resolutions are premises with an extension and permission to drink. So my simple seven tips that I have for you for moving, transforming your resolutions into tips, into goals, are really very simple. First of all, have a big vision. And always remember your big vision. Write it down, put it in your business plan or in your process, in your progress plan, and stick to your vision so you can move into your future. And please be very practical. Don't create a plan or a goal that is not doable. It's got to feel in your gut that it's a doable goal and that you can attain it. That's one thing to help you get there. The second thing is develop your brand as to who you are and who you help. That's very important. It's called the ideal client, but you got to know who you are first so you can develop your brand.
The way I just said, Mr. QuickBooks.
Absolutely.
Okay, I mean, that you know, we all know that that's fan shit, right?
And of course.
Right, okay.
See, you get it.
But the second thing you said about that is not only who I am, but who I help, who I serve, you know, it can't be, well, the whole general public. That doesn't work for most business
people. It does not. And besides, I would make you a generalist. And when you are a generalist, your chances of making the kind of money you want to make are really less than when you're a specialist. I mean, you know, something is wrong with me that has to do with my bones. I'm not going to go to a general practitioner.
Right.
I'm
going
to go to an osteopathic doctor. So it's all that simple. People want to be dealing with specialists because everybody's needs are so unique. And we are willing to pay whatever it takes because we understand the value. We get it.
That's really changed in recent years, too, the specialists. I mean, when I was growing up, everybody
was
a key. Right.
Right, exactly. Okay. And that may work for some people. However, I'm a big believer that the more specialized you are, the more niche-oriented you are, the better your chances to really, you know, have
to succeed
and practice whatever it is you're doing, you know.
Okay, so we said have the big vision.
Have the big vision.
Okay. And then develop a brand. Okay.
Yeah, and be sure that you know who you are. Walk the walk. Talk the talk. Don't try to fake it, because that doesn't work anymore. And, of course, know who you're helping. The third tip is let go of what to sell. I mean, I encounter people that are working so hard trying to sell me something that just forget about the selling aspect of it and think about the selling aspect of it. It is so much easier. It comes much more naturally. You're still selling, but you're telling the story behind your products or your services that are of benefit to the people you're talking to. So focus on the benefits of whatever it is you are selling.
So instead of trying to sell someone, and I'll pick on you from the standpoint that you now have the DVD. But that's a byproduct
of my services.
Okay.
Exactly, and they're amazing. I mean, you learn from it, and the results are like...
So the idea is we're selling the service, not the product itself. I'm selling what I can do, what makes Validan & Schmidt the best accounting firm, and why we would do the better job.
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean. And again, get back to being very specific as to whom you're serving. I cannot repeat and emphasize this, you know, don't try to please everybody at the same time. Pick the people, pick your ideal client, narrow down that client to a face to what that person you want it to look like for you, and then cater to that type of audience. And a lot of this has to do that the people you want to serve are also in alignment to what's important to you, the business owner. I, for example, will not take a client that right off the bat I may feel that I ask questions during the preliminary interview. I may feel this person's not telling me the truth.
That's a really good point.
And I'm like just Judy. I can tell.
Well, you know, just like we, and I'm saying we meaning you and me, we encourage clients to interview, find the person who's the right fit for you. Interview for accountants, interview for attorneys, interview for coaches, interview for your insurance broker. You want to build
relationships,
right? Just like the client should be interviewing, The professional should also be interviewing, because not all clients may be the right fit.
Exactly.
For our office or for your office, and as you said, if you don't feel that you're getting the full story or the truth, immediately that's not going to be a good relationship.
Well, and the other point is that it's not in alignment with my own values.
Right.
Because I tell the truth, I take pride in paying my bills on time, for example. Do I want a client that is not going to pay on time? This is an example. So be very careful whom you want to serve, and be sure that you get a good fit with the client.
That's a really good point. And both sides get to interview, and both sides get to choose whether they work with one another.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing.
And the person who may be the very best client for me may not be the very best client for you, and vice versa.
Exactly.
Good point, right.
So I'll tell you something. When I make a referral to you or even to my financial advisor, I have usually already dissected the person.
I should say thank you in advance.
I pretty much feel comfortable when I make referrals that I know the person. Doesn't mean it would be a perfect fit. That's up to you. But anyway, it's something that's
a very good point.
I've already done a lot of the preliminary work.
Thanks.
And
point tip number four.
Well, that was
number four, okay.
And tip number five is develop your master plan as to what your profit margin should be. Don't do a daydream job on yourself, will you? I mean, be very realistic about not only having a profit margin, but what do you want that profit margin to be? You know, there are people saying that they can, 50% is too realistic. It depends on what you're selling.
Right.
But be realistic. And at the same talking, leave a lot of room for the fun part of your life. This is what's going to support your lifestyle. So if you want to be skydiving, make sure that part of your profit line is going to include the things that you want to do. Very important.
Yes, that's true. And it being realistic is very important.
Being realistic.
I mean, setting an unrealistic goal makes no sense.
I mean, and then stick to it. That would be tip number six. Stick to whatever you decide to do. And tip number seven, in order for you to stick to what you have to do, have a coach or a mentor that will hold you accountable for what you intend to do. So those intentions turn into real actions. And actions now, not tomorrow.
So when you say hold you accountable, meaning that at least I would be saying to you, I set this goal and this is where I've gotten to, and this is what I've done right and this is what I've done wrong, and to help me figure it out. I mean, that would be an accountability, right?
Yeah. As a coach, I pretty much hold people accountable. It's one of the things that come into play all the time. It's because daily life interruptions and life still happen, we get sidetracked. So I will put you right back on the track and make sure that what you promised and what you said you were going to do, which by then the plan is in place and it makes sense for everybody, is indeed done.
And the thing we didn't talk about, and we're not going to get to today, so we'll have to do it another time, is we didn't talk about setting time frames on these. Because some of those goals might be achievable in a quick period of time or in a style that I develop.
Right.
But some of them will actually take some time. And what are realistic time frames?
Exactly. Usually you need to do block of times, and sometimes it could be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. It's part of the accountability factor. And what I work with is tell me your short term, the things that you have to have done immediately, and we create a business plan for that, and or a plan. And the other one is what is the long term. And that we develop time management techniques so it can work for you.
How often does someone need to talk with you, Allie? Besides maybe attending a seminar or classes, but if you're coaching me, how often should I be checking in with you?
Well, you need to be checking with me very often.
Yeah.
I would say...
Depends on the business.
Depends on the business, depends on how far along you are. Usually my clients come to me with 3 months of intensive coaching in mind. And then we can do maintenance on a needed basis. Yeah.
You know what? We're getting the sign from Dave that goes so fast. Could you please tell our listeners how to contact you, your phone number, et cetera?
Yes. My office number is area code 386-615-6282. And you can email me from my website, www.visionforsuccess.com. contact.biz. You will find that to contact me. Just click on
this place that says contact.
And send me an email from there. And you can also contact me through AliRodriguez.com. And check out my calendar of events. There's a lot of cool stuff going on in there. And come meet me at the Holy Hill Chamber this Thursday, January 25th at 4 p.m. The seminar topic is Time Bandits. Who's for your clock?
Who's for my clock? For my goodness.
Yes.
Yesterday I was 25 years old. Where did it go?
Yes,
Allie, thank you so much. The time went so fast.
I know. I said it would happen.
Our guest today has been Allie Rodriguez. She is a business coach. The name of her company is Vision for Success. And she can be reached at 615-6282 or on her website, which is visionforsuccess.biz.